Aging works in different ways for everyone. It all starts from the inside. Welcome to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. We'll show you how the latest breakthroughs in understanding how to balance and optimize your body, proper nutrition, and supplements work together to keep you looking young, losing weight, and feeling rejuvenated. Now, here's Dr. Tang and Alexandra.
Dr. Tang, welcome to the Health and Beauty for Life show. I'm here with Alexandra. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. Good. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Health and Beauty show. Dr. Tang, I wanted to say that, let you know that a lot of our listeners really appreciated your guest last week, Dr. Brian, and the topic on nitric oxide. And we did have many emails. So that was great that our listeners appreciated that segment. I wanted you to just maybe remind some of our listeners of how to get the product and the book from Dr. Brian, if you may.
Sure. The book and the nitric oxide can be found at www.neogenis. Let me repeat that. neogenis.com. So when you go to the website and look for the product itself, and you can find the product or the book, you do want to enter the code at the very end when you check out. And that code is NODR145. So that's nitric oxide doctor, DR145. So with that special code, our listeners get free shipping. So that's a little help there. So you can get the book. There's also kind of test strips that you can also purchase to see if you are low in nitric oxide. And you can try out the product and see if you're definitely low on the product. Low on the test itself. I would say half the patients to two-thirds of the patients will actually feel almost an instantaneous improvement in the way they feel. So oftentimes you would feel a little more energy, a little more focus. Maybe you could, when you take a deep breath, you can actually breathe in more oxygen. So this is something that's actually very tangible in terms of what you can feel. And so people who are depleted always feel better on this. So this is an easy, quick way to give the product a try. And you can test this at home at your own leisure.
Dr. Tang, also a couple of the emails were referencing if the patients are eating you had mentioned in the segment about foods that are rich in nitric oxide. Do you feel if they are eating these foods that are rich in nitric oxide, if still, or would you recommend that they take the supplement?
Ultimately, the best answer to the question is if they test it, if they're still low, they still need it. So, everyone's very individual, so it's really hard to say on the air who's going to most benefit. Ultimately, if you test and you're testing low, and if you're eating these types of foods, you're still going to need to supplement. If you test very high and you're within normal, then I would say that you wouldn't need to necessarily take the supplement itself. So this is why we really advocate the need for testing. And you can also follow these levels afterwards. So if you're taking the supplement, you can test to see how you're testing afterwards. So that's a really useful tool to see how you're doing. One of the things that is always a concern is the actual absorption of a lot of these nutrients. So if you're eating a lot of vegetables and those vegetables are on the list, let's say, and the question would be, are you really absorbing those nutrients in? So that's when, if you have a problem with absorption, the supplement itself will be a very useful tool because it really doesn't rely on absorption because it goes into the sublingual route, which is basically through the mouth and it enters in that pathway. So it really doesn't rely on your actual ability to absorb these nutrients.
your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Zoom Leadership. It's the big picture issues of the day, up close and personal capabilities of leadership, and a desirable future of constant renewal. Zoom Leadership. It's the economic crisis made clear, patterns and perspectives of leadership, and the importance of changing the way we pursue our future. Join host John Schmidt every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Zoom Leadership. An inside look at what's really going on in business, government, and civil society. Tune in every week on the Voice America Business Channel.
All around the outermost rim of the shield, he set the mighty stream of the river Oceanus,
creating Achilles' shield in Homer's The Iliad, Book 18.
Rachel Carson in The Sea Around Us said,
"All at last return to the sea, to Oceanus, the ocean river, like the ever-flowing stream of time, the beginning and the end."
Moyer's Environmental Dialogues with Dr. Rob Moyer offers lively dialogue and revealing narrative inquiry into how individuals are overcoming obstacles and creating a greener and blue planet Earth. Tune in Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Green Talk Network.
You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. If you have any questions or comments, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to John Tang at rejuvemedical.com. That's J-O-H-N, Tang, at R-E-J-U-V-E medical.com. Now, back to this week's show.
It's a beautiful day.
Thank you very well.
Hello, welcome back. So sorry that we're having some technical difficulties here. So we were actually coming live from Saratoga using our Skype, and we're having some communication issues. So we're now on the phone, and we do have Alexandra. And it's kind of funny how, I'm sorry for Alexandra, she's been missing a couple times because of our technical difficulties. So I'm glad that you're on board for this week's show. So I wanted to do a little reiteration because I'm not sure if people heard me. So I think one of the Alexandra's questions was that if you are already eating some of the foods that are listed in the book that is rich in nitric oxide, do you still need to take the supplement? And the answer really depends on the individual. The best way of determining this is to actually take the saliva test. This is something that you can purchase on that website. And let me repeat that website. It's NEOGENIS, neogenis.com. And the code would be NODR145. So the best thing is to really test to see if you are if you're low or not. And if you are low, most likely you will benefit from taking the supplement. If you are depleted, so it goes into depletion, low, normal, or I think the last one was high, optimal, actually optimal. And if you are depleted, I find that all patients will benefit from taking the supplement. When you're low, 2 to 3 people will actually feel a difference. And when I say feel a difference, patients will notice that, for one, they have more energy. They feel like the thought process, the ability to concentrate is more focused. They're able to breathe in more oxygen. And they feel like they can take a deep breath, and they feel like actually oxygen is coming in. And overall, they feel better. Some people sleep better. So these are some of the things that you would be able to tell whether you are getting the benefits of the nitric oxide. Now, if you're optimal, then the answer would be probably not. You probably wouldn't benefit from it. So this is something that would be nice to test and nice to follow up. And you can use these saliva tests to follow up to see how your nitric oxide is coming along. So it's a very useful tool in that sense. It's very simple to do, and that's something you can do at home. So that's a great question, though.
Thank you, Dr. Chang. I'm sure our listeners will appreciate you explaining the answering the question for them. So I'm excited about your topic today, which is detoxification, because it's definitely quite a buzzword these days. So I'm sure our listeners are going to be intrigued by your information.
Yeah, you know, detoxification is something that's been mentioned a lot. I used to hear it a lot when some of my patients, this is before I actually practice what I do now, and they used to say, well, I'm doing a detox, and it was like this really cool thing, doing this detox, and, oh, I felt so good after my detox. And I really didn't really understand what really a detox was. You know, and detoxes are different all around, so people do different types of detoxes. So, yeah, I got into this because I really got interested in the overall health aspect and trying to feel better. And detox is a core issue where I think everybody can benefit from. So I wanted to explain to the listeners what is detoxification. And in order to do that, we first have to define what is a toxin. So detox, obviously, is to get rid of toxins. But what is a toxin? So a toxin is basically a substance that has harmful or potential harmful side effects in our body. So it could be anything that fits into this definition. Now, today what we're going to be talking about mainly is actually liver detoxification, because when we talk about getting rid of toxins, there are many actually systems in our body that actually detoxify. So it could be the lungs, where you're actually getting rid of carbon dioxide. It could be the kidneys, obviously, where you're actually urinating a lot of the toxins. It could be the colon. It can be the lymphatic system. It could be the skin as well. So today's focus will be mainly on the liver detoxification. So now, why should people care? That's one of the things. Why should people care if they're actually having toxins in their body? Well, you should really, really care because, you know, these toxins are actually usually fat-soluble, and these fat-soluble toxins actually start to go into our body and be stored in the fat. And if you start to have a buildup of these toxins because your body is overburdened with toxins, then it will create diseases. And often these diseases are everyday type of diseases. So, for instance, high blood pressure, high blood sugars, which leads to diabetes, high cholesterol. Now, these are all things that, for instance, you would see in a typical doctor's office. So oftentimes when people come in and they're first diagnosed with these particular problems, we always think that's the diet and so forth, and it often is. But oftentimes, you know, the blood pressure, when it's elevated at 150, 160 over 100, the doctor will go, okay, well, I'm not sure why you have high blood pressure, but you do. So here what you're going to do, we're going to give you a medication and start with that. Well, what if it's an underlying toxin? Well, what if you can get rid of the toxin? So this is really, if you think about it, if you're trying to figure out and treat the problem, if you understand what is the underlying problem, the cause at least, then you will be able to treat it more effectively. So this is why you should care. Now, there are other types of diseases that are caused by toxins. For instance, allergies and sinus conditions. How about eczema and psoriasis and acne, skin conditions that oftentimes are unexplained. Joint pain, arthritis types of pain, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, digestive problems such as heartburn, nausea, bloating, constipation, diarrhea. How about weight gain? So a lot of people, for instance, will gain weight and have no idea of why they can't lose their weight. How about depression? How about just being sensitive to many skin products or many foods or many other medicines, let's say. So how about immune system in terms of frequent infections, constant bladder infections, or upper respiratory infections? And the other thing, how about cancer? So, you know, these are all diseases that I would say most of us either have issues with or know someone who has this. So every day we are basically inundated with different toxins. So let's go over some of the different things that people might have exposure to, because, you know, if you start to count some of these things, actually, it starts to really make people think, wow, you know, there is so many things that I'm exposed to, and it's really kind of overwhelming at times. So, you know, some of the things that we think about are very easy to see. For instance, you know, if we drive and we see exhaust fumes from a bus, obviously that's going to be a toxin there. How about when we go and put gas in, the fumes from the gas, actually, that's considered a toxin. How about things that you, like, for instance, paints or glues, you know, some of the fumes, or how about cleaning agents that we use to clean our house? You know, these are all fumes that we breathe in. So those are all things that put a heavy burden to our body's ability to get rid of toxins. Nail polish, perfumes. How about things for our hair to dye our hair? So these are all things that are pretty, you know, easy to understand. But then there are other things, for instance, that we don't really think about, and then that has a lot to really burden our bodies. For instance, when we eat food, you know, they have food preservatives, or how about food dyes? You know, these things do require that the liver has to work, and it has to clear out some of these toxins. How about pesticides and herbicides, you know, things that we use on the foods to keep them fresh from, or free from bugs and so forth. Fertilizers for foods. Other things, for instance, you know, the foods, if they're not certified organic, will have hormones and antibiotics, and fish will have heavy metals, for instance, the mercury. There are other things, for instance, such as water. If we take a shower, they have chlorine in the water to try to clear out the bacteria. But in doing so, the chlorine actually gets into our system. And so we have chlorinated water, and that is also a toxin as well. Obviously, if we drink water from any regular source, there's going to be chlorine as well. But other things that we often don't think about that are considered toxins is also drinking from plastic bottles. So bottles have the PCBs on that, and so when we drink it, we also get it into our bloodstream as well. So these things, other things also is skin products. You know, anything that has petroleum. Petroleum is also considered at least a mild toxin, and many of the skin products will have something called parabens. And parabens are found in most skin products as well. So these are all considered toxins. Now, one interesting thing that I actually really didn't think much about until a couple of years ago was also the electromagnetic fields. And this is becoming a much more studied area and much more of a concern, because nowadays people are using cell phones, and people are using computers and laptops and iPads. They all require Wi-Fi systems. And so if you're in a big Wi-Fi zone, if you actually live near a substation, they have electric and magnetic waves. So, and these actually have been shown to have some very concerning possibilities. Now, no one has really convincingly linked EMF or electric magnetic fields to a problem per se, but they're seeing, for example, that male sperm count decreases, that there's some type of thyroid dysfunction. There's been some concerns about having cancers, brain cancers. Now, this is, like I said, not completely convincing per se, but they're definitely are going to look at this, and the long-term studies are going to kind of link this, I believe. But so, you know, cell phones, for instance, if you are, you know, using your cell phones all the time and putting it next to your ear, that's going to be a lot of electric magnetic radiation in that sense. So, you know, these are some really concerning things. So, and it's, if you think about it, it's really not just one of these things or two of these things. It's really the idea of having all these things and many of these things, and over a period of time, that we start to really start to lose the battle. So I call this the toxic burden. So every day we have a toxic burden. If I counted on the things that we are exposed to, you can probably count with actually six hands of all the things that we come across on a daily basis. So it's really the cumulative effect, and it's one of those things where the toxins are not readily gotten rid of. It is something that if your body is not prepared to handle this toxic burden, that your body will actually start to store this, because most of these toxins are actually fat-soluble, which means that the body, if it's unable to get rid of, the body will actually store it into the fat. And this fat burden over time is very concerning, and this is why I think a lot of people have these unknown type of diseases, unexplained diseases, because we have just accumulate this. So it is something that we need to really start to think about, and really start to say, okay, what can we do to really limit this toxic burden? Now, a couple of things that also come to mind that I just remembered also is, for example, another thing would be just cooking our meats. You know, if we actually cooked our meats at a high temperature, we actually start to form toxic compounds. And so these are really kind of well known. If you actually burn your meats, and let's say you grill your meats and you kind of burn those meats, you form aeroamines, and these are toxic. And so there are something called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which are found in cooked meats, at, especially at high temperatures, that have been shown to cause mutations in our genes, and they're carcinogens. And so these are all very serious type of exposures that we have. So I'm going to talk about some of the things that we can do to really kind of, in a way, reduce that. So first of all, we have to first understand that there is such a heavy toxic burden. And now it is one of those things where we have to think, okay, what can we do? There are practical things and there are impractical things. I'm pretty much a practical person. So, you know, from the list that we mentioned, what can we do to try to at least reduce the burden to some degree? So some of the things that I would consider, for instance, would be, for instance, when you are pumping gas, for instance, instead of standing next to the pump, you can actually stand away until it's done. So you have less to breathe from that. When you clean, for instance, your house, instead of buying some of the more popular brands, you can substitute that. So you can use baking soda, lemon, vinegar, maybe some lemon oil. And so use some of the natural ingredients instead of actually using some of the more popular brands. For substitutes for glue and paints, there's actually a website, for instance, I believe it's naturaldeco.ca, co.uk that actually has alternatives for glue and paint, for instance. Now, you do want to, let's say when you eat, you do want to, for instance, avoid certain types of foods that might be more laden with mercury. So if you like to eat mackerel, swordfish, shark, for instance, these would have more higher levels of mercury. Now, if you are able to, if you're eating fish, then you should be eating wild fish, for example, avoiding the farm fish because they will have higher levels of mercury. Other things you can also do is trying to eat more certified fruits and vegetables, and that's a very important thing because there's a lot of toxin in a lot of fruits and vegetables, so eating organic would be the best thing. You can also, for instance, change your shower head to a shower head that is free of chlorine. So there's something you can buy to help take out the chlorine. So that's another thing that you can also do. For people who are really into it, some of the skin products, instead of buying the typical sunscreens and moisturizers, you can actually get some type of organic shea butter and put some coconut oil and put some olive oil and use that instead of buying something that has parabens. So these are some of the things you can do. Another thing, for instance, is the Wi-Fi. I think that when you are in the room going to bed, that you shouldn't actually put your cell phone in your room, that the cell phone or your cordless phone should be put at least 8 feet away from where you're sleeping to at least limit the exposure. And if you don't need to carry your cell phone, then to leave it somewhere and not to carry it on your body. So these are some of the simple things. So we're going to be going into a break, and I'm going to be talking about what other things you could do and then really go into how does the liver work and how does the liver detoxify. So after the break, we'll go over that. Thank you.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune into the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. If you have any questions or comments, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. or send an email to johntang@resuvemedical.com. That's johntang@rejuvemedical.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us once again. We're talking about liver detoxification, and we're kind of going over all the different toxins that we encounter on a daily basis. And so I wanted to talk about, actually, one thing before we go on. I wanted to at least include this list because when we actually go to the store, there are considered some of the fruits and vegetables that have higher toxins. So be aware that if you are buying these particular items, that you have to really wash these vegetables and fruits much more carefully, or obviously buying these things organic and making sure that they're certified organic. So there are a certain list of things, and I wanted to share that with the listeners. Apples, celery, strawberries, peaches, spinach, nectarines, grapes, sweet bell peppers, potatoes, blueberries, lettuce, and kale. So these particular items particularly are known to have the pesticides, herbicides, or the processed things. So you'll hear this many times over, but these particular fruits and vegetables, just to be careful. Now, I wanted then to go over how does the liver work and how does that help us in terms of detoxification. So the liver is a very complicated organ system, and one of its main functions is to clear most of the toxins. It acts like a filter system, and there are two phases, two main phases, I should say, of how the liver clears out these toxins. So in phase one, your liver is in the process of making a particular intermediate metabolite, and what it needs to do is it needs to hydroxylate or oxidize, sometimes reduce the toxin to another form, and this form is only an intermediate state. But in this particular form, in the phase one part of it, it is very reactive and very dangerous. So if you, for instance, had some issues with phase two, and if your compound, your toxin, is less than phase one, without any protection, any other substances to bring it to phase two, this is very damaging to the liver. Now, once the liver clears phase one, it goes to phase two. And in phase two, there are many different types of enzymes in the liver that help it make it more soluble. So it starts from a fat-soluble type of compound to a more water-soluble. And once it reaches the water-soluble state, it can then be passed either to the bile or to the kidneys for excretion. So these pathways are different, and every compound has a different pathway that it goes through. So not to make anything more complex and confusing, there are many different pathways, one of which some people might have heard is methylation, acetylation, sulfation. These are just big, long medical terms, but for most of us, we just have to understand that there are two phases that the liver requires, and both phases are important, and we need both particular enzymes in both stages to get rid of these toxins. So if, for example, we talked about how to at least try to limit the toxic burden, that's the first step. And so what can we do to on a daily basis or in other ways to reduce this? Now, one of the things that we talk about at our office is how somebody, and this can be used at home at any particular time, how we can first introduce what I call a vegetable cleanse. The vegetable cleanse is basically somewhere you can do at any point, and that is basically for 1 week, you will be eating all vegetables and avoiding things that will cause a more toxic burden. For example, so during the vegetable cleanse, you will avoid any type of fish, meat, eggs, dairy, all the things that may burden the intestines. You would also avoid frying foods, overcooking foods, microwaving foods, eating any type of canned or boxed foods, or anything that would char the foods. You would avoid coffee and most caffeine drinks, sodas as well. And you will also be wanting to drink more water than what you should drink on a daily basis. So the general rule of thumb is that if you take half your weight and you put that into ounces, that's generally how much water you should drink on a daily basis. Now, depending on whether you do more activities or not, you may need more than that. But the general rule of thumb is about 60 to 70 ounces for the average person. So in doing that, you would avoid overburdening your liver. But things that you do want to focus in terms of the vegetables are such as, for instance, artichokes, asparagus, bean sprouts, beets, bok choy, broccoli, cabbage, carrots. Sounding familiar? These are all things probably your mother had recommended for you to eat. Collard greens, chard, celery, eggplant, green beans, kale, lentils, mushrooms, olives, onions, radishes, snow peas, tomatoes, watercress, zucchini, squash, beans, garlic, rosemary, chickpeas. So the idea is that from this list, and this list actually can be found on our website, by the way. It's under rejuvemedical.com. That's www.rejuve.com. And under wellness, it should be under blogs, actually. We include it in the blog. So you can find this particular newsletter and list of food items. So if you were to include these food items into the 7 days, and so this is a fairly easy, simple way of just kind of getting things going. So a 7 day is where you would focus on just cleansing vegetables. And the vegetables are actually very alkalinizing, meaning that these vegetables help improve the pH to make it more favorable for your body to actually improve its functions. Now, one side note is that, you know, any type of food or drink that would acidify the blood is also very toxic to your blood. So dairy, meats, and let's say sodas are all more acidifying, and these vegetables are more alkalinizing. So this is one method that you can do. Now, if you could do this on a daily basis, that's great, but I think for most people, they are going to be a little deprived and it'll be hard to follow. But if you can, and the frequency would be determined by what you're trying to accomplish and how toxic you are. So it could be where you could do this once a month, it could be every 3 months, every 6 months, but at some frequency that you would need to do this and to kind of focus. Now, we do have other things that I would recommend. Now, if you are in the type of person who would like to know some of the supplements and vitamins you can take, I do recommend that you take a multi-B complex, let's say. It should have B6, B5, B12 in it. There are other herbal medicines that could be included, such as N-acetylcysteine, alpha-lipoic acid, milk thistle. I personally take something that is a supplement that includes all these things. I do find that if you were to try to seek all these out into individuals, that it's pretty hard to take all these individual supplements. So I actually find a brand that actually includes many different supplements in one particular bottle. So for me, it's just a matter of ease. So the ones that I take, for instance, does include B12, artichoke, watercress, milk thistle, alpha-lipoic acid, and N-acetylcysteine. It also includes ellagic acid, calcium D-glucarate. So if you're looking and trying to find this, this kind of gives you an idea of what to look for. So this is a great way of getting all the nutrients, at least a lot of the main nutrients, into one supplement. So this supplement is called Pure Cleanse Liver, and it's from MD Prescriptive. So that's something that I take personally, and I do recommend it to pretty much all patients, because who wouldn't benefit from a liver cleanse or a liver detox? So that's something. Another product that I would recommend is something called Aloe Detox, and basically it's a company that makes something called aloe arborescence, and this is a type of aloe vera, but it's actually in the very similar family. But the aloe arborescence is actually native to South America, and it has a lot more powerful detoxing type of agents, and they put something called bentonite clay, which also serves to detoxify your inside. So it actually binds to a lot of the toxins and helps to get rid of the toxins as you're taking this. So Aloe Detox is actually, I think, from Premier Research Laboratories, and that's something that I would recommend for people who are detoxing or trying to help actually improve their colon health and trying to eliminate a lot of inflammation in their colon. So another good product to consider. Now, we're coming to a break pretty soon, so we're going to be talking about other products that you might want to consider. So hang in right there, and we'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings of the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Approximately 1 in 150 children are affected by autism, giving autism the undesired ranking as the most prevalent childhood developmental disorder in the U.S. 67 children will be diagnosed today. That is nearly one child every 20 minutes. Autism One, a conversation of hope, hosted by Terry Aranga, illuminates how right now there's more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Terry offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcast each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Health and Beauty for Life with Dr. Tang and Alexandra. If you have any questions or comments, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to johntang@resuvemedical.com. That's J-O-H-N, Tang, @ReJUVEmedical.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with us. You're listening to the Health and Beauty for Life show. We're happy to take your comments and feedback. And you can call us at 866-472-5792, or you can email us at John Tang, J-O-H-N-T-A-N-G, at rejuvemedical.com. That's R-E-J-U-V-E medical.com. Now, during the break, Alexandra did remind me to mention that I did forget to mention a couple of vegetables on this cleansing vegetable diet. So I wanted to make sure that we added those. Beets and okra, onions and peas, I may have forgotten to add, but those are very, very cleansing as well. So don't forget those particular vegetables. Alexandra also wanted me to say about the idea of juicing. She brings up a very good point, and I guess a lot of her friends like to juice, and you know, you can see this at Costco when they sell the machines and so forth. And juicing is a very powerful tool to, in a way, include a lot of these vegetables in, and it's a good way to take it. Now, the main thing for me would be I would want you to include everything that you actually blend. So when you juice it, some people, I guess it depends on how you think of it, but some people say that they just drink the juice itself, and they leave out all the pulp. And to me, that's really not the way to juice it. So when you consider this particular method, you wanted to actually include everything inside and outside of the vegetable, because there are a lot of actually phytonutrients that are found in the pulp and on the outside. So the most nutritious things usually are on the outside. But the pulp actually adds the fiber, and it helps to kind of limit the sugar increase as it goes into the bloodstream. So you do want to include all the wonderful things found in these particular vegetables. So we were talking about some of the options that you have to try to detoxify. There are supplements that you can consider. We talked about the cleansing diet, the aloe arborescence. One thing also would be something called chlorella and spirulina. These are actually freshwater and saltwater algae that has been, I would say, more recently discovered, and they have so many wonderful benefits, of which detoxification is one of the main features. So, for instance, in chlorella, there are compounds in chlorella that help to actually in a way, it sticks. It causes the toxins to stick onto the chlorella, and some of the components actually are eliminated. But in the process of elimination, you're actually getting rid of toxins. And chlorella can also go inside, and it can actually pull out some of these toxins and bring it out into the bloodstream, so you can eliminate this too. So chlorella is a wonderful way to get many nutrients and to also detoxify. One other thing that we often consider, and some of the patients consider, is something called core support. So I think Alexandra did this, and so I wanted to have her comment on what her experience was and how this program was.
Yes, I did do the Core Restore. And so the reason why I actually chose to do this program, because it was very simple. It's a kit, and as you mentioned, you know, there are a lot of vegetables and fruits that are very detoxifying for the liver. And I, you know, I'm a mother of three and working full-time. It just, I didn't really have a lot of time to necessarily juice or steam or eat these types of vegetables raw. So this program actually suited my lifestyle perfectly. And it involves a shake and two products, two pill form products that you take. And there's a couple options you can do, a few options with the Core Restore. You can do a 7-day detox, a 10-day, or a 28-day. And I chose to do the 7-day. And it does, this product and the elements in the product does take the liver through the two phases that you talked about, phase 1 and phase 2. it involves the first 2 days of basically fasting. You just take the shake twice a day with the supplements. For the first 2 days, you're just fasting, drinking the shake, and drinking lots of fluid, which is basically just water. Day three, depending if you're doing a seven-day cleansing, which I did, so day three to day seven, you can eat meals. However, they could only be foods that are on the list. And the what I really, really liked about this program was everything was encompassed in a small little kit. It was very easy for me to follow. It was very convenient. I just had to take my little shaker and my powder anywhere, and I was able to use and feel like I was doing something very healthy for my body. I did feel a little ill the first few days. I did want to share that when you, if you've never detoxed before and you do go through this process, you do kind of feel crummy the first, maybe on day three and day four, which isn't unusual. Is that correct, Dr. Tang?
It's actually not unusual at all, and this is, brings up a very good point. The whole idea of doing, in this case, a seven-day detox, is it's a method in which you pull out more toxins than you would do, let's say, a daily detox. So more of the toxins are being pulled away from your fat stores, and when this happens, it actually is dumped into the bloodstream. So your body is actually seeing more of a toxic burning at that particular point, and this is why a lot of patients who are very toxic burdened, this is why they get nauseous, they get tired, they don't feel well. And so, but as you know, the toxins clear out, your body will actually feel better. And so why don't you, Alexandra, tell us what you saw in terms of results?
Well, like I said, on day three, I guess I must have been quite toxic because I did feel kind of crummy. I felt tired. I almost felt like I was going to come down with something, but by day five, I felt much better, and I just felt really, really good after my seven-day detox, and it felt so, you know, lack of a better term, so cleansing that I continue to just really make these vegetables that you mentioned, beets, apples, berries, broccoli, a huge part of my diet because I felt so great on this product, the core, which was cleansing my liver, and I continue to feel great, and I feel like I have a lot of energy. And considering, like I said, I'm a mother of three, full-time job, and very, very active and busy, and I, really try to keep these, I did the seven-day cleanse, and like you said, try to do daily things to detoxify and also be conscious of things to not be burdened by toxins.
And the other point that I want to really emphasize is that it's very important to actually be more optimized in terms of your health when you actually are considering a seven-day program or some other detoxification program that's more focused on that, because you do not want to be not feeling well when you start this. So you really want to make sure that things are at least more optimal before you consider this type of a more structured type of detox. For the simple cleansing type of diet, that's something that you wouldn't have to worry about. So we're actually going to be wrapping up very soon. And so that was so quick, Alexandra. I think that time really passed by so quick. I still wanted to talk more, but I guess we're going to have to cut it at this point. So I wanted thank people for joining us. I wanted to introduce our next topic for next week. Our topic next week is going to go and cover gut health. So that's a very also important topic to go over and to understand, because we need our guts to work. And so we'll hopefully explain that to you next week. Once again, thank you for joining us. You're listening to the Health and Beauty for Life show. Remember, go out and live your life, and don't let life leave you. Thank you for joining us again. See you next week.
Thanks again for joining us this week. Health and Beauty for Life is heard live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Live younger this week. It's a beautiful